Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
I'm Kim Foster. The Drex Radio Show comes your way next on KGO 810.
You're listening to the Drex Radio Show.
Drex Radio Show
on KGO 810.
So far, 2016 has been one giant suckfest. From the loss of music and sports icons, missing planes, to ISIS and the Zika virus. Perhaps it's time to take a cue from Hollywood and reboot 2016. Imagine the possibilities. In the reboot of 2016, your March Madness bracket will actually last until the second round. You won't wake up after a New Year's Eve party next to Sasquatch. Your favorite Game of Thrones character will actually die of old age. And the entire movie won't be a giant stinking pile of crap. Oh, wait. That was Batman versus Superman. Well, yeah, you can't win them all.
Right.
Let's unite to reboot 2016. After all, if a reboot can work for Bruce Jenner, it can work for everyone.
And you gotta believe, and away we go on the Drex Radio Show, live and local in the Bay and around the world at KGORadio.com. It's a shucky ducky kind of day.
Shucky ducky! Thank you very much.
Herman Cain.
This sounds like a shucky-ducky kind of crowd.
Right on.
On a shucky-ducky kind of day, here to support an shucky-ducky kind of candidate.
And that would be Donald Trump. Yes, so he's a Trumpkin. So, but the thing is, I looked up, I'm thinking, well, what the hell is shucky-ducky? Well, the wiki says it's either you're excited or you're disappointed. So I don't know which one it is. I guess he's excited.
Shucky-ducky.
It's a shucky-ducky kind of thing. All right. I promise this, so I got to get to it. So Zuckerberg did his live Q&A on Facebook, which was awesome. And Jerry Seinfeld blew in for a brief cameo. And then there's the whole lizard thing. So let's play. I'm going to play you the clip. This is like 2.5 minutes long because it's Zuckerberg and it's Seinfeld. And I just want you to hear the whole thing. So check it out.
I do these personal challenges every year.
Right.
And this year, I have two. One is to run 365 miles, so an average of 1 mile a day. And then the other one is to build...
That is not a challenge.
Yeah, I know.
A mile a day.
I know. So that was the easy one.
Yeah.
The other one is to build an AI that controls my home.
Okay, that's a little more challenging.
Yeah, so I figured, you know, doing something physical is good in order to offset all of the sitting that I'm going to be doing, writing this AI. So, you know, the AI is going pretty well. I can now basically talk into my phone and tell it to turn off the lights or turn up and down the temperature.
That's
or
good.
Let people in through the gate. You know, the new thing that I'm working on is we have this camera at the gate, and it can now look at who's coming up, and even before they ring the doorbell, know if I want to let them in. So, you know, if, you know, take like my wife, for example, she's a good one to let in.
Right.
And so she can just walk up and it's like, hey, Priscilla, come in.
Right.
And so that, that's a pretty fun one that we're working on. And, you know, maybe I'll do a live in a few weeks demoing some of this stuff.
Right. Isn't it funny how we work so hard to just eliminate a little bit of effort? I mean, to get the door, it's not that much work. But we are going to put in a tremendous amount of work to just save us walking to the door and opening it.
Yeah, you know, this one is, the challenge is more about the practice of writing this code.
Sure.
And learning about AI than
sure.
actually having it.
Right.
You know, I mean, in a few years, I think there will be better technology that can do a lot of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I enjoy the process of writing something that can understand the language,
mm-hmm.
that can understand voice, that can, you know, do the vision processing of, like, as someone's walking up to the door, can try to figure out who it is. And, you know, that part is interesting to me. And I think, you know, in running Facebook, you know, the technology company, it's, I think, also good practice,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, if I'm completely out of touch with the stuff that people here are doing, then I'm probably not going to do that good of a job of running the company. So there's that.
So there's that. And then there is Mark Zuckerberg would like you to know that he's not a shape-shifting lizard person bent on world domination. I don't know.
Shucky ducky.
That's what I'm thinking. I don't know. Mark, are the allegations true that you're secretly a lizard? And he read that aloud. He says, well, I'm going to have to go with a no on that. And then, and this is what has all the conspiracy theory people up in arms here, have their panties all wet. He paused for a second and licked his lips. Now, I don't know about you, but...
It's a little lizardy.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
This sounds like a shucky ducky kind of crowd.
And it is. So... I mean, the lizard thing is really weird, and it really is. It's a frivolous, weird thing, but this goes back forever. I mean, with the Illuminati, and for instance, back in 2011 is the last time I can remember this came up, but big time with former Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld repeatedly refused to acknowledge. Remember Louis C.K., the comedian, he was doing this radio show, and he kept pestering Rumsfeld about being a flesh-eating lizard alien. And then 3 years later, New Zealand's Prime Minister, John Key, was forced to tackle the scenario head on after an Auckland citizen filed an Official Information Act request. And they actually had to answer the question because this goes back. There are other people that they accuse of being alien. George W. Bush, as I mentioned, Rumsfeld, Simon Cowell, Kris Kristofferson. What's up with that?
Wow.
Yeah. Princess Di.
I know that. I've heard that about the Queen. Yes.
Right. Right. And I do recall somebody saying that Hillary was shape-shifting, too. Yeah. I mean, that would be the lizard
it's
eyes.
It's called menopause, people.
Oh, it's called menopause.
I know it's rude, but that's what I call it. It's not...
Well, what would it be with Rumsfeld or Zuckerberg or...
Evil.
No.
I don't know.
People hell-bent on world domination.
Oh.
And if you think about it, Zuckerberg's got it. Is he a shape-shifter? I just love that.
I mean, you'd think he'd shape out of something other than a hoodie, but if he had that power, don't you think?
I don't know. So this goes back, and let me see here how this story goes. So allegedly, aliens that combine human and animal forms have been a staple of pulp science fiction and comic books going back to the late 20s, a staple of mythology such as hybrid figures that can be traced back across the millennia. And yes, lizard men have been spotted across the United States from time to time in places like Scape Ore Swamp, South Carolina, and Loveland, Ohio. What's noticeable is their relatively late entry into the UFO lore. And they had a few isolated cases in 1967, the Seawater Close Encounter in Canada. In 1978, the Zanfretta abduction in Italy. And this was all featuring the lizard man, the type extraterrestrials. But it's out there if you want to believe.
If you want to believe, it sure is.
If you want to believe. So is there shape-shifting going on at Facebook?
Well, you can change your Facebook cover photo. That's not shape-shifting.
But if you think about it, I mean, look at Zuckerberg. He really is, in a way, running the world.
That's true.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
And we like it, evidently.
We do like it. I like it a lot. And I was telling Valerie, my producer, I said, you know, these conspiracy theory things, I love them.
They're so much fun.
Yeah, we need to do more of these.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll bring you all your woo-woo. All your woo-woo all the time.
Yeah, all the time. Okay, let's take a break and we'll be back. We'll be talking to Johnny Funcheap next on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10 with a look at traffic. Here's Lee Graham.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
And away we go on the Drex Radio Show with Johnny Funcheap on the line. Hi, Johnny.
Hi, how are you, Drex?
I am fantastic. So what's going on this weekend? It's going to be a beautiful, warm weekend.
Yeah, beautiful, warm Father's Day weekend.
That's right.
One of the best summer series is kicking off on Sunday. It's the Stern Grove Festival. It starts on this Sunday with Janelle Monáe. It's got a great whole season of free concerts every Sunday going up until August 21st. You can see the San Francisco Ballet in July along with the San Francisco Symphony. And next weekend is going to be George Clinton and the Parliament Funkadelic.
Oh, my God. Season. Wow. Yeah. Is he, so George's still doing that?
He is still rocking. And actually, make sure you show up early, because one of my favorite local bands called Bayonics, it's sort of a mix of sort of hip hop and rap and funk and jazz and spoken word. They're the openers for on the 26th. So you want to get there really, really early, because what happens is Stern Grove fills up and then they send you off to the West Meadow, and you won't be able to see the concert. So you want to get there really early. And we have some tips for you. If you don't like to get there early, but you still want a great seat, the first thing is that you can enter the picnic table lottery. So they have these picnic tables set up with a great view of Stern Grove. And normally they're reserved for people who are Stern Grove members, people who've donated money to help Stern Grove continue with their free concert.
Sure.
But they reserve a few picnic tables for a public lottery that anybody can enter to win. You just have to enter them early, and you can win one concert, one picnic table for six people per season. So, and they choose the winners by random. So you can do that. You just go to the Stern Grove website and you look up the picnic table lottery. And the other thing, if you want to give back a little bit more, is that you can volunteer for the Stern Grove Festival, and you can get free reserved seating. So if anybody who's chosen to be a volunteer, you get free parking, free snacks and drinks, and you help out, be like an usher or a bike valet or help set up the stage. These slots fill up really quickly. So if there's one particular show that you want to help out with, go to the Stern Grove website and sign up to volunteer at least 1 week in advance. And we think even more than that.
Oh, that's good advice. And then you get to see the show and be right up front, I'm sure.
Yeah, you get reserved seating. There might be, if you're an usher during the show, obviously your back might be facing.
Right.
But, you know, remember, if you're volunteering, your main thing that you're doing is volunteering, but they do try to hook you up as much as they can so that you can enjoy the experience in exchange for giving back to the festival.
Well, that works. Yes. That's awesome. And I love the whole funk thing with George Clinton. I just didn't know he was still around and still rocking. I'm so happy to hear that.
He is, yeah. And actually, the following week is Hieroglyphics. I'm sorry. And the whole season is fantastic. So they have the OJs are going to be playing on August 7th. They're an amazing, iconic 70s soul and R&B outfit. It's a really great lineup. Go all the weeks if you can, if you can stand it, and if you can get a good seat up front. Some other options, if you're not into music, you know, this is coming up just in about a week, is the beginning of summer, if you can believe it.
I know, right?
And it's
Tuesday.
Yeah,
it's Tuesday,
solstice.
Right? Yes, Tuesday.
It's Tuesday, and in advance, they have something instead of the summer solstice, which is the longest day of the year. It's called summer sailstice. And this is the Ensenal Yacht Club in Alameda. And what they're doing is using summer as a great excuse to invite everybody out to their yacht club for free sailboat rides, a boat building contest. The Coast Guard will be there with a rescue demo. They'll have live music, and it's all completely free. It's going to be Saturday from noon until 8 p.m. To celebrate the beginning of summer.
Wow, that's amazing. And it's going to be a beautiful, perfect day to go sailing. My God, who doesn't want to do that? Yeah, I might be checking that out.
Yeah, when was the last time you went sailing, Drex? That's what I want to know.
100 years ago.
Are you a jib guy?
No, I'm a kayak guy. I used to be a kayak guy, but I certainly wouldn't kayak. I do see people out there in the bay, but I think they're crazy.
Yeah, well, you can get your chance to be crazy this Saturday. Now, here's something you'd be totally crazy to do. Dangle yourself from the top of a giant building in downtown San Francisco. Would you do that?
No. No. Okay. I'm terrified of heights. I don't know. Are you Johnny?
I would never do that in a million years. And that's why we thank the group Bandaloop. It is a sort of unique vertical dance troupe. They do this all over the city. They actually strap themselves in. Hopefully they have a lot of event insurance for this. And they do vertical dance performances all throughout the year. And they're doing something really unique, actually starting tonight and going for the next 4 days. Outside of UC Hastings, that's on Golden Gate Ave in the Tenderloin in San Francisco, Bandaloop is joining forces with musicians, spoken word artists, and the art nonprofit that's responsible for the Bay Lights on the Bay Bridge. and they're putting together something called SF Public Canvas. And what it is a multimedia vertical dance performance that's going to be taking place in what's called the Demonstration Gardens at 333 Golden Gate Ave. And it's sort of meant to be commenting on the socioeconomic changes that have been happening in the Tenderloin. It's totally free. It starts at 9 o'clock tonight, goes for the next four nights. And then depending on how things go, they're going to take this and they're going to tour it all over the country, changing it for each different neighborhood's history and story.
So they're going to be jumping off of buildings.
Hopefully strapped in.
Right, right.
Yes. But
it reminds me.
Jumping off of buildings with light, music, spoken word. It's going to be a really unique and innovative performance.
Incredible. Yeah, they did that for the finale of The Amazing Race. They made the contestants jump off a skyscraper to get their last clue. And I just thought to myself, I could never do this. So I'd love to see this. This sounds incredible.
Yeah, just make sure you're not standing right beneath it, and then you should be fine. I've got two other fun things for you, ideas for Father's Day here. I'll try to hit these pretty quickly. One is that in Sonoma County, in Windsor, they have the Hot Air Balloon Classic. That's actually on Saturday and Sunday. If you purchase your tickets in advance, it's just $6 for adults and $5 for kids. And they do two really awesome things. They have the Dawn Patrol, which is glow-in-the-dark balloons before they launch. And then at 6:30 in the morning, if you can get up that early, they have the main launch with 30 giant balloons, hot air balloons that are going to launch.
Oh, well, that's beautiful. But have you ever been up in one of those things?
No.
Never, and I never will. And I never will strap myself into anything and jump off of a building
either. Right on. Okay, well, I've done the balloon thing, I think, three or four times, and twice it almost ended in disaster. So no on the balloons.
I like to watch them from the ground.
Yeah, I was in San Antonio, Texas, when Disney was thinking about coming and building in San Antonio, and then they didn't. But I was on a balloon, and I'm not sure... But I think it was that experience and the balloon. And, of course, it's San Antonio, Texas, so it's 110 as soon as the sun comes up. And I'm up there at 10 o'clock in the morning. This is just when cell phones came out. And turned out that we floated over downtown, and it became – there was no air moving because it was too warm. And they have to keep – you know, they have to keep the butane gone. They kept pulling that heat thing to make the balloon stay up, and eventually it'll explode, and you will, So the whole thing was we had to make an emergency landing at Lackland Air Force Base, and they said no, they would not give us permission, and so then we did anyway, because I think we were going to die. I mean, you know, we were like dripping sweat, and I was freaking out, and the guy's talking on the walkie-talkie like this, and I'm thinking, we're going down. You know, this thing's going to blow up over San Antonio. What a way to go.
Radio is good therapy for you, Drex.
I know,
letting it all out.
Yes, exactly. And then the security people came with us and with the guns and stuff.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. But I didn't care. I said, "That's fine. You can arrest me. I don't care. Just get me out of this basket.
Get me out of here." Yeah, I've got one final thing for you that does not involve you jumping or going up into the air or doing anything other than having a good time. And this is the Northern California Pirate Festival. They have it every year. It's the 10th year they're doing it. It's on the Vallejo waterfront, and it is claimed to be the largest pirate event in the United States. They have over 500 costumed actors, crafters, and musicians, including proper British naval officers and, drumroll please, sexy mermaids will be making their appearance.
Oh, nice.
And plus four stages of entertainment all day long. Tickets are $10 for adults. Any adult can bring one child, 12 and under, for free. And they have cannon firings every day at noon and ship-to-shore battles every day at 2 o'clock. Again, Saturday and Sunday on Father's Day weekend. Time to get your pirate on. Wear your eye patch and have a good time this weekend.
You're so fine. I love you, Johnny Funcheap. Thank you very much. SFFunCheap.com is his site. We will link it at KGOradio.com. I thank you very much, sir, and have a great weekend.
Bye-bye.
All right. We're going to take a break here, and we'll come back. Oh, I got to tell you this story. Uber knows you'll probably pay surge pricing if your battery is about to die. What? That sounds a little bit...
Shuck it, duck it!
That's what I'm thinking. I'll talk about it next. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO with a look at traffic. Here's Lee Graham.
Back to the Drex Radio Show.
Now back to the Drex Radio Show
on KGO 810.
Hillary Clinton says she is the most transparent candidate in modern history. How many can see right through her? Just curious. Uh-oh, Marv. More problems for Hillary Clinton. You know, Bill has been out campaigning for her, and I don't think he's helping. Like last week in San Diego, Bill stopped to kiss a baby, which is usually okay, except the kid was breastfeeding at the time, so it made it awkward. Hey, let me add something. I've been enjoying Donald Trump's new reality show, The Amazing Racist. Anybody want to watch it? Well, Trump is still refusing to take back what he said about the judge. You know the judge with the Mexican surname? In fact, Trump is now threatening to have the judge deported back to Indiana. Listen to this. According to a political science professor, all of Donald Trump's speeches are given at a fifth grade level or below. And today Trump said the professor who did the study was a duty head. Actually, do you know this? Now, this is fascinating. There's actually a dating site for Trump supporters called TrumpSingles.com. Because sometimes screwing the entire country is just not enough.
Little hands accepted. Leno was on the Tonight Show last night helping out Fallon, so it was awesome. Jimmy Kimmel's off this week, so I saw it, and I just thought I had to bring it to you. I'll play more. We've got more on the way. And he was speaking about Trump. Got to talk about this again because I mentioned it late last night, and we got a lot of reaction about it. Twitter appears to censor hashtag gays for Trump hashtag. And multiple Twitter users have reported that the popular hashtag gays for Trump hashtag is being censored on the platform. A gift posted by Twitter user blah, 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 says the hashtag does not appear in the site's suggested searches. So when you type hashtag gays for or even hashtag gays for TR into the site's search function, the hashtags do not appear as a recommendation despite its popularity in the wake of the Orlando shootings. And this goes on, and they say it's not fair and that Twitter is screwing around with it and they're censoring it. And they're saying that this is an act of censorship by the social media giant that comes on the trails of the Breit, Bart tech, Milo Yiannopoulos, a short suspension from Twitter, which occurred after he took to the platform with his anti-Islamic remarks, whatever. And then they went before, and the White House press secretary, Josh Earnest, had to talk about this. He was asked about it, and he pointed out that private companies have the right to enact their own speech policies, and he claimed that President Obama would be the first one to observe that the success of social media and some of those social media tools are in fact predicated on the ideas of freedom of expression. Thank you very much. So what is my point in all of this is if they are, so what? This goes back to Zuckerberg and Facebook when the conservatives were having a fit that, oh, well, you know, in your news feed,
the algorithm,
yes, you're skewing them to the left. Now, Zuckerberg went and made nice with them, I do believe, or at least attempted to. But these are private companies. Look, here's my thing.
It's not a journalistic news source.
And by the way, it's not a democracy. It's their company. If they want to censor it, they can.
Fox News.
Yeah, right. There you go. Now, how fair and balanced is that? I think we have the answer.
I know it's coming.
Yes, I know. So anyway, so the whole thing, I think that it's a freedom of speech thing, sure. But if they are doing that, well, more power to them. And then I love
because
this.
Because they're a privately owned company.
Sure, they could do whatever they want.
Right.
It doesn't have to, you know, when those guys say Fox News, fair and balanced, that's
Shucky Ducky.
That's Shucky Ducky for damn sure. Come on, people.
That's my new favorite phrase.
And also Anonymous has now hacked into ISIS's Twitter accounts, making it fabulously gay as humanly possible. You got to love that. You should see some of the stuff that's up there.
I've seen only one picture, but I thought it was pretty genius.
Yeah. So all that haterade going on. And by the way, I think as of late last night, if you were punching in gays for Trump, it would go through. So I don't know if they adjusted it or the algorithm came up to speed as to whatever.
It just never would occur to me that those two phrases would go together.
And by the way.
I mean, I know that it's a Venn diagram. Anything's possible.
Right.
Like a word generator. Those words can go together. I just don't think of them going together.
So let's go to the Daily Beast now. So the presumptive GOP nominee has made a big show of reaching out to his tiny little hands to the whole LGBTQ community, hasn't he? This past week. And the response, I'd say overwhelming, shucky ducky pass. So while most Americans don't like Donald Trump, LGBT people seem to despise him. That doesn't mean they all do. But based on his tweet, Trump seemed to be under the impression that the mass shooting had convinced a sizable number of LGBT people to support his proposed temporary ban on Muslims entering the country. But all the social media... The algorithm did not go his way, whether it was adjusted or not. With a flood of gifts, I mean, Tyra Banks, Tyler Oakley, RuPaul, all of those things up there. I mean, crazy, big time. And there's even more proof that a few thousand tweets that Americans loathe the Republican candidate for president, they're just out there. I mean, it's just unbelievable if you look at what's trending. So, you know, these people can do what they want. 808-0810 if you have anything to say about that. I mean, you know, people were having a cow about it last night. Oh, wow. Well, it should be fair and balanced. No, it doesn't have to be. And by the way, it's not like do we call up Fox News and say, you know what, you're saying it's fair and balanced, but it's not. Nobody says anything. I don't care. Good for them. They can say whatever they want.
They know their demographic.
Freedom of speech. Okay, now let me get to what I promised. Uber knows you'll probably pay surge pricing if your battery is about to die. Oh, that's shucky ducky. I love this story. Would you pay more? Why pay more if you can wait 15 minutes and pay less, right? And that's exactly the point. Surge pricing is meant to apply downward pressure to demand through increasing the price, right? I mean, that's the way it works. But it turns out riders are more likely to accept the surge pricing if their phone is about to die, according to the head of economic research at Uber. And he's just sharing some curious notes on human behavior that Uber has noticed. Now, the company didn't say it was acting on these data points. Let
but
me make
they're
that clear.
Aware.
I know, right? So they said, get this clear. They didn't say that they're acting on these data points. They're just taking notes of human behavior.
Oh, I see. So they can't actually tell.
It makes sense. Well,
can they?
I don't know. It could be a little shucky.
Maybe a certain lizard man knows the answer.
Right. Zuckerberg.
The lizard people are taking over.
Yes. Let's do the math here. If your battery is low, you might not want to risk waiting 10 or 15 minutes to see if the surge price goes away. If your phone's dead, well, you're not going to get a ride at all now, are you? And we absolutely don't use that kind of, push you a higher surge price, so they say. But it's an interesting kind of psychological fact of human behavior, they say. People are also willing to pay the surge price if it isn't a round number. With surge pricing like 2.1x or 2.3x, they theorize people think, well, there must be some smart algorithm in the background, and it doesn't seem to be quite as unfair.
Because it's brainy.
It's brainy, people.
There's a decimal point. It's smart.
Right, yes.
It's a shucky ducky.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
This sounds like a shucky ducky kind of crowd.
And it is. And we'll make more coming up on the Drex Radio Show on KGO. Is Madonna trying to get publicity out of the Orlando mess? So we'll talk about that coming up next.
Listen and engage. The Drex Radio Show. Weeknights 7 to 10 on KGO 810.
Bernie Sanders still not conceding. Bernie says he is the most anti-fossil fuel of any of the candidates. Well, of course he is. That's because he's the only candidate who is an actual fossil. That is why that is. Oh, listen to this. Bernie Sanders still upset because he says his fundraising dinners didn't raise as much money as Hillary Clinton's. Well, of course they didn't. Nobody wants to eat dinner at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. How much cream a week can you eat? Please.
Oh, my God.
And during an interview last week, Bernie Sanders admitting to smoking marijuana as a young man.
Yeah.
He said it impaired his perception and it distorted his thinking. But he expects that to clear up eventually. President Obama doing well, approval rating 51%. 51%, the other 49% are taxpayers. Yeah, but that's where that was.
I love that joke about Bernie Sanders and the, you know, eat dinner at 4 o'clock. That's my parents, 4:15. Yeah, that's 11:15 and 4:15.
Oh, so it's yes. Two meal a day clock.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah. What is it, Wheel of Fortune, Family Feud, and then bed.
Not Jeopardy?
Right. No, not Jeopardy.
Okay.
No, that's after Dad goes to bed, 7:30.
Ooh.
So.
That's when you're sitting here partying.
Yeah. All
that
right.
That does get crazy.
That hits home. I love that. I want to talk to you guys about this. So check this out. There's an episode of Seinfeld where Kramer and Newman try to pull off this legendary scam by driving a bunch of cans to Michigan to return them for 10 cents each. Yes, because Michigan has this ridiculous, and it's still going on today, the 10-cent deposit on all cans and bottles. All right? It's still happening. So, let me play this. We're going back to, because some dude just got busted doing this. And I'll tell you the story. So we're going back to the 90s here, and here's Kramer and Newman talking about the Michigan deposit scam.
What is this MI 10 cents?
That's Michigan. In Michigan, you get 10 cents.
10 cents?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. You mean you get 5 cents here and 10 cents there? You could round up bottles here and run them out to Michigan
no,
for the difference.
That doesn't work.
What do you mean it doesn't work? You get enough bottles together.
Yeah, you overload your inventory and you blow your margins on gasoline. Trust me, it doesn't work.
Now, you're not talking that Michigan deposit bottle scam.
No, I'm off that.
You tried it?
Oh, yeah, every which way. Couldn't crunch the numbers. It drove me crazy.
All right, so that's the best rate in the country, but it's only supposed to go towards cans and bottles that you buy in Michigan, since that's where you pay the deposit when you buy them. So, well, some dude tried to pull that off and failed spectacularly. It's Chucky Ducky. 44-year-old Brian Everidge of Columbiaville, Michigan, rented a truck and brought back more than 10,000 bottles into Michigan. So I don't know where he drove. I don't know where he went to get them.
That's a lot of gasoline.
I don't know where. Yes.
Shucky ducky.
Shucky ducky. But he was from Michigan, so he went somewhere else to get all these cans and bottles and then bring them back. Well, it turns out that anybody who's caught trying to return more than 10,000 bottles from out of state can be charged with a felony, and you can get up to 5 years in prison for that. So wouldn't you know it, a cop pulled Brian over for speeding and found all the bottles in his car. He was in court this week and pleaded not guilty on one felony count of beverage return of non-refundable bottles.
What tipped him off?
Like, I don't know, right? And of course, then you get a speeding ticket. What a dumbass.
They're just alive and well. Talk about open container law. It's just empty cans.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And beer goggles. So this is great. Have you ever been on a date or out with somebody and you realized, you know, you were going to need to keep drinking until the other person was attractive? Okay. Well, everybody.
I think it's an excuse to be an alcoholic.
Well, no. Look, new survey found that beer goggles really do exist.
Ooh, but do they work?
Yes, turns out they do. There is the next day and the regret.
That's why That's why the guys are always buying us drinks.
Well, sure.
Oh yeah. I look better. And
so, 75% of the women, 84% of the men said they've been on a date and found the other person more attractive after a few drinks. 86% of the women and 92% of the men said they're more likely to wind up getting it on with someone after a date if they had drinks. Sounds great, right? Maybe, but check this out. 85% of the women and 66% of the men, so two-thirds of the men who drunkenly had sex with someone they weren't particularly attracted to, say they never contacted that person again. Because you wake up the next morning, it's like, oh, hell no.
You sound like you talk from experience.
Yeah.
Shucky ducky.
Yeah. Yeah. But even alcohol can clearly lead to some bad decisions. 68% of the women and 82% of the men still always drink on the first date. You know, I'm a little older now, but I always thought that get that sex thing out of the way right up front to see if you're compatible.
I see. It was a pragmatic thing. It wasn't an urge thing. It was just pragmatic.
It was a Drex algorithm.
a drug algorithm, a Drex algorithm. That's not easy to say. Yeah, the algorithm is I'll go anywhere with you. Come on, let's go.
Isn't that crazy how you kind of change your tune when you hit 50? I mean, because God, man, I just stuck by that. I just stuck by that forever.
Doozing
it? That was my creed. Yes, get to doozing it. And let's see if we're compatible because I don't have time. Look, I don't want to waste your time and you shouldn't be wasting mine.
Man, that sounds like you've got a skewed algorithm.
Right. Yes. Let's go mix it up and then we shall decide. It is really weird the next day waking up is like, oh, not so much.
You know, you can turn out the lights the night before, but the sun always comes up.
I know, right? It's regret. And you know, that was before the days of the smartphone. I guess, how weird is that now? I mean, when you're drunk and you're hooking up with the Tinder or the Grindr people, and then there's the next day and they can still contact you.
I wouldn't know.
I wouldn't know either.
I think that your plan would be foiled nowadays.
Right. Well,
you'd have to change your algorithm.
Let's be realistic about this. So, I mean, if you're swiping, right? I mean, so if you're swiping and you've got beer goggles working, you're several drinks in. It's even with the apps, okay, Cupid or whatever you're using, you're going to be getting a little bit more desperate the more drinks you have.
Probably.
Yeah. I mean, you know, whatever you're using, if you're using Grindr, it's like, oh, well, they're the block over. Okay, all right,
but
fine.
But it's really a one-time wonder app, don't you think? I don't think it's like Yellow Pages. Well, who was that person?
Well, it depends which one you're using. I think OkCupid is more relationship-wise. And what is the other one? Oh, God.
Tinder, Grindr.
OkCupid.
Play, Fetch, Be Dead. I don't know.
You seem to know enough of them.
I've heard tell. Heard tell. That's my
we
app.
We should have a Drex experiment and like hit Grindr and Tinder at the same time and see if how fast we can get somebody to come up here.
Oh, but would you want them to? Come on. Okay, if we play money on this, what are we playing for? We got to figure out what our stakes are.
I might be an HR problem for Andy was sober. Yeah, that's the problem. Drex is sober right now because if I had several in me, damn straight, I would do that right now.
Three, two, one,
Grindr and Tinder. Yes. Let's find out what we can get. Let's see if we can get them both up and then have them hook up together and keep me out of it.
Oh, yeah. No, that sounds like a bad idea. That sounds like a wonderfully bad idea. Let's do it.
Okay, we're going to carry our psychic coming up here next.
Yes,
and she's going to be fantastic. So if you want to reach somebody who is beyond, who's passed over, then you need to call us. And the lines will fill up quickly. So the way this works is you say the person's name three times, and then she gets a vibe on it, which sounds kind of weird, but it's true. And then she will give you can ask one question, and she'll give you the answer. 415-808-0810 is the number. 415-808-0810. Coming up next on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
From the city that changes the world. This is KGO San Francisco. Oakland, San Jose. The next generation of KGO 810. A Cumulus station.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.